Just a small point or two in dealing with people and situations where people may not necessarily be acting appropriately. The first, where the Pasuk says, Hashem says to Avram Avinu, Al tira Avram anochi mogen loch. So the Ralbag sees in this something, some reason that he had to be afraid. He can't find that reason, so he comes up with the only reason that could be. He says like this, Toelis is in Midos. For who? Shein roi l'sholem lehetiv l'roim. A person who's a sholem, a person who's acting the way he should be acting, and, in whatever level of shleimus, he shouldn't do good for evil people. Avol roi lisnoisom ulaharchikom. It's appropriate to reshoim, to hate them, and to distance them mitzad pulaseim hamagunois, because of their inappropriate, disgraceful actions. Kitam omru nivze be'enov nimos. Someone is nivze be'enov, who's mevuza in his eyes, nimos. He should be considered, I guess, like Moses, like he's nothing, terrible, despicable. People will learn to stay away from bad people. And we won't be drawn to follow their not nice ways that they go. The Torah made us aware of this. By saying to Avram Avinu, don't be afraid. If Hashem has to tell him, don't be afraid, it must be that he has something to be afraid of. We haven't found anything. There was no reason for Avram Avinu to be afraid of anything. Only because he was mevater to Anshei Shtoim and he was good to them and he only wanted to take whatever for the soldiers, but otherwise he was willing to grant everything to mevater to them, even though he beat them. So memela, that could be the only thing the Ralbag says that we find that Avram Avinu would be afraid of, because he was generous or kind or good to Shtoim, to such Rishoim. And memela, the Torah says, don't be afraid. But in the meantime, he sees from here this midah of hating and not being good to Rishoim. But it seems that there's something very interesting, because the only reason and explanation that he gives is roi lisnos lachikom. Why? He says v'ze ki boze ho'oifen yilmedu ho'anoshim lisrachik me'oroim v'lo yimshichu achar pulaseim ma'amugunois. Because people, if they're not going to hate and to be marchik, to distance themselves or distance them from them, then they're going to learn they're going to learn from their ways, and they're going to be drawn to follow their ugly and disgusting actions that they do. It doesn't say a word about the fact that push it, hate Rishoim. These are Rishoim. These are people that go against Hashem. These are people whose midas are so mushchosis. These are such lowly human beings that they reach the level to be called a Rosha. That's not the reason. The reason, he says, is one reason. Because unless we're going to be marchik them, then we're going to learn from their ways. We're going to be machshiv them. We're going to be drawn to emulate them, to follow them. And that's the only reason. So it seems to me that what we're saying over here is that in reality, that really, shuras hadin, if not for this chshash, which is a real chshash, which the Torah was makpid on, but really we should be good to Rishoim. Really the hatovah to Rishoim, Rosha is created b'tzelem elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tolerates us. We do things that we're not supposed to do. And yet he continues to be meitiv. Every day we do inappropriate things. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meitiv. So the etzem, the concept of a Rosha should not be hated for his rishis. Even so, despite the fact, it sounds the hatred and the hatova, despite the fact that he's a Rosha, but he's a human being, and we should maybe feel rachmonis, we should maybe help. You know, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was Mechadish, I'm not sure, I've seen it other places too, but Mechadish Amida, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Bahu Afato, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is native to people who do inappropriate things to him. So he says, we have to be mative to those people that do inappropriate things to us. And there's a famous story that he was speaking there in front of a lot of people, and somebody got up and insulted him and then got so angry and he ran out into the winter, like it was freezing outside. Rabbi Yisrael ran out after him, mitten drosha, to go give him his coat that he shouldn't freeze outside. Because he says you're supposed to be mative even to those that to act this way. But it seems that the only mania is achshash. Rabbi Yisrael probably wasn't afraid of it. Maybe on a one-time encounter, there's nothing to be afraid of. I don't know. The Gedorim is not clear. But the concept of the concept of looking at them as be'etzem, I really should be mative. Be'etzem, I really shouldn't hate you. But the only reason that I have to have this negativity to Rishoyim is not because of who they are, but rather because of the impact that it could have on me and others. Thought that's something, because, you know, we deal, sometimes we look at people, we look down on people, we see, ah, such a Rosha, such a this. That's a portion. The gather has to be, is it going to have a negative effect? Maybe everybody will have a negative effect if it's not proper, I don't know, but it's a different sympathy, it's a different attitude. It can sometimes motivate us to say, hey, if I could be machzer this person, b'tshuva, you know, right now he's a Rosha, but if I could be mashpia on him, and, you know, ken zayin that b'shas I'm being mashpia, and it's not going to have a negative effect. It's also a diyun that a person has to judge, but it's a different world, it's a different attitude. When a person thinks that the only reason that the Torah was so makbid is just because of the damage that it could cause, rather than be'etzem looking down on this person, looking down, I don't know, but be'etzem not being mative to this person and hating this person, stam, just because of what he does. Thought. The next thing here, the Ralbag says, when Hashem, the Malach says to Hogar, go back and suffer, v'hisani tachas yodeo, and return, and even to be afflicted with whatever pain you had from Sora that she ran away in the first place for. So he says, it's ha'toeles b'midos v'hu, shein roi l'mekabel teichochos sheyokutz teichochos mechichov. It's not appropriate to despise and to resent teichocha. Teichocha is something we should be mekabel. Avol roi sheyekabel ha'teichochos me'ahava. Person should accept these teichochos. They're criticizing you, if they're complaining about you, something you're doing, something inappropriately, accept it me'ahava. Haloi tireh shekvar tzivo Hashem yisale lohogor shetoshuv el gevirto utekabel ha'teichochos mimeno. That Hashem was mitzave hogor that she should go back to Sora and accept whatever teichocha, whatever inui that Sora gives her. Now, I don't know exactly who me'ava, whether it's the ava that Sora is giving it, or it's the ava that she accepts it be'ava because it was meant to improve her, and since it has to improve her, so she has to be accepted me'ava. But either way, it sounds like the ability to benefit from teichocha is tolui in ava. That the because it doesn't say in the pasuk, it says v'hisani tachas yodeo, but the Ralbag knows that she has to go back to be mekabel hatoichochos me'ava. In other words, it sounds like if there wasn't ava involved, and again I'm not sure which way, but either way, it's something positive. It's something. There's a connection. There's an appreciation. If not for that, teichocha can. So certainly, it raises the issue of a person gives teichocha. But if you don't sense, the person doesn't sense that you really care, then, I don't know, maybe that teichocha is not going to be able to accomplish anything. It's not sincere. It's not real. It's not for my benefit. You don't care about me. If you don't care about me, so why are you pointing out my shortcomings? Maybe the other way, that the person, if a person isn't ready to be makabel, if a person can't feel an appreciation, maybe that's the way that it doesn't. But there's some element, there certainly is some element of ava that has to be in Teichocha. Teichocha is not stam a mitzvah that's done. Okay, do it in a way that's the least insulting, that's the least embarrassing, that's one gether. But there's another gether too. There has to be an element of ava involved. It's a little bit not practical because I'm not sure which the ava is, but either way, if there's no ava, not mitzad mekabel and not mitzad mechiach, then certainly the teichocha is not real. It seems that Ralbag knew that because there's no indication in the posuk, so he knew that if Hashem is sending Hogar back in order to be v'hesani tachas yodeho, then it must be that it's a teichocha shall be mekabel me'ava, otherwise there wouldn't be any benefit of doing it. And I think that, we certainly find ourselves in positions of teichocha, where maybe we should be mechiach more, but there are certainly opportunities to be mechiach. And teichocha is not a cold, dry, academic message. There has to be something there, that there's caring, there's somebody there, mitzad someone, there's some sense of love and appreciation and caring and willingness, and I think that's a very important thing, because sometimes, you know, we may be quick to give teichocha, and if the person doesn't experience it, doesn't feel that it comes from a caring position, or maybe the other way, the person doesn't have that caring, so it's an exercise in futility and it doesn't really accomplish anything. And maybe, according to the Ralbag, that's not even the mitzvah of teichocha, and that just he knows, because teichocha is in order to accomplish. Teichocha is not going to accomplish, so it's not the mitzvah is to be mechiach, to straighten a person out. It's not going to work unless there's that element of havo.